Here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerds 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
And on Skype, we have...
Hey, it's John.
So, tonight's episode, we're going to be doing a lot of TV. We're going to be doing a couple quick hits on some movies that came out over the past couple weeks. We had our 100th episode special, and then we had a bracket special. So, we didn't have time to kind of review the movies that we actually saw. So, we're going to catch up with those real quick. Just a quick rundown for those of you who want to skip ahead. Movies we'll be doing first. We're going to do Annihilation, Hurricane Heist, Pacific Rim 2, Uprising. And then we're going to do a lot of TV later. It's going to be Frankenstein's Chronicle Season 1. Jessica Jones, the first half of Jessica Jones. Trust on FX. The Terror, also on FX. And John's,
AMC.
AMC, I'm sorry. And then John's going to pitch us Barry. So,
Didn't feel like an AMC show. No zombies.
True.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
So we're going to start off with movies, but Sean, do you have Star Wars trivia or you want to hold off?
Star Wars trivia for this week. So stupid easy. I didn't post it, but what is the name of the bounty hunter that Darth Vader gives Han Solo to?
No. Okay.
Come on.
Bosk, yeah.
Bosk. God damn it, Sam.
Everybody's on the Bosk train. We're quick on the draw, John.
Who's the bounty hunter with the massive...
The massive...
It's like
what?
A squid guy, but he has like the massive Zuckus? Shield head. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's...
He brings the ruckus.
Yeah. Because okay. Dengar's the guy in the white... Bosk is the Trandoshan, Boba Fett, obviously. IG-88 is the assassin droid, and then Forlom is the protocol droid with the insectoid head.
Got it. All right, so...
the more you know.
You'll post it every week. Sean posts Star Wars trivia on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerdtude. So let's get right to it. Let's do some movies first. First movie that we're going to review, and this came out a few weeks ago, and I think it's already out of theaters... Sean saw Annihilation.
Yeah, so...
it was only Sean, so...
Because I felt like, hey, it's a sci-fi movie. It's kind of in our wheelhouse, right?
I don't see the connection.
So...
Just because it has Natalie Portman in it does not mean
this
it's in our wheelhouse.
This is the first Natalie Portman movie I think I've watched since Episode 3. Just throwing that out there.
You've seen Thor 2.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
Thor
about
1.
Thor 1 and 2. Yeah, see, she's so rememberable in those
Black
movies.
Swan.
Nope, never saw it.
No? Okay.
Nope. V for Vendetta, never saw it.
That was awful. Okay.
Anyways, so basically this movie, to give you a rundown, she's a biologist who used to be in the army. Her husband has gone missing for a year, who's Oscar Isaac. Then randomly one day he shows up. There's no like, where the hell have you been? It's kind of like, oh, he's here. Yay. And then he starts, like, spitting up blood. And the next thing we know, we're right next to the Shimmer, which is that giant, like, rainbow thing. And that's literally, like, the first, like, 20 minutes. So...
Get that first...
Get right into it. Right. Yeah, get right into it. Go for it.
So, yeah, so this movie is part one of, what, a trilogy, I think it is, of books. But it just follows a group of five women... who go into the Shimmer, which is created because a meteor or an asteroid hit a lighthouse, and it has just expanded from that. So they're trying to get to the lighthouse.
Damn, those lighthouses.
And every crew that has... Or
does it guide
troop,
the way? Sorry. Insert Sam pun here.
But every...
I can do better than that.
Every group that has gone in to go to the lighthouse has never come back, except for Oscar Isaac. He's the first person to ever come back.
And let me guess, he's the bad guy.
No, he's barely seen the whole thing.
Okay.
But yeah, so crazy stuff happens in that shimmer. There's a mutant bear, mutant alligator. So yeah,
the whole jungle
was it good.
Book, huh?
No, it was really good. When they finally get to the lighthouse, it goes so batshit crazy. I can't tell you what happened. I have no fucking clue. It is so batshit crazy.
Did it end well?
It ended on a cliffhanger, so be prepared for the next one.
Did this make enough money that warrant a second one?
It did well in the box office.
Hmm. Well, it's a Netflix movie, so.
That's true. But yeah, for you three, I would definitely recommend this movie. Like I said, you might not like the ending because it's so batshit crazy, but it's a good watch, like trying to figure out like what's going on. Valkyrie's in it from Ragnarok.
Tessa Thompson.
Yeah, she's in it. It was enjoyable. You want my rating?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to be quick on this. 8.7.
Ooh.
What?
It's a good movie.
You didn't really talk it up.
That's really high.
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to spoil anything for you because what happens in the Shimmer.
Mean, we get a demented bear, but yeah.
Mutated. It's not demented. No, the bear's fucked up, but.
But it still has the bear necessity.
Okay, that's a Sam Punch joke.
There it is.
Gotta bring the quality.
It's 6 minutes in.
Gotta bring the baloo.
good 12 months for like fucking weird bears with that zombie bear in Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah.
The zombie bear in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they go north of the wall.
And you didn't see the terror.
Yeah, speaking of bears.
Yeah, I
we'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that. We're not on TV yet. Chris, you have two movies you're talking about.
Yes.
One was a punishment.
First and foremost, instead of seeing Peter Rabbit due to my protest, Sam said he allowed me to go see Hurricane Heist in its stead.
Yeah. Was it the right choice?
I think I should have seen Peter Rabbit after this movie. This was unexplained garbage, and I saw it opening weekend on a Saturday afternoon, or a Sunday afternoon. There were four people in theater. I was one. And for some reason, the cinema decided to put it in their biggest theater, you know, where they could fit 200 people.
Oy.
And there was four of us, and for some reason, one of the people sat four seats next to me.
Oh, in that's the worst.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she fell asleep. But anyway.
Money well spent.
But anyway, the movie is exactly how it sounds. And what you would think, it is about a money Amazing. Heist during a hurricane. And I don't know why they chose to do it during a hurricane. They evacuated the city, whatever it was. Let me tell you, I have never seen a hurricane that powerful ever before in my life.
The review said, like, even the red spot on Jupiter is not that strong.
Yeah, and we live here. We have hurricanes all the time. And Where's I'm sure Florida place? Is different. It's in Louisiana. I think it's Louisiana. I want to say it's Louisiana.
In the bayou.
Anyway, it. I don't think there's an eye of a hurricane where... where it's like, do you know when Day After Tomorrow, or not Day After Tomorrow, the John Cusack 2012, you know how like the volcano explodes and there's like gash clouds with fire and brimstone coming towards the plane when they're taking off?
Yeah.
It looks like that in a hurricane for some reason. I don't know why.
Explosions.
It just is.
Volcano Kane.
Pretty sure Sci-Fi beat you to that.
The Hurricane is a main character, and the Hurricane fails to deliver. And, however, that being said, the Hurricane did better as a character than every other person in this movie. The screenwriting was awful. The delivery was awful. The villain was awful. Couldn't care.
Like...
about anything whatsoever.
What
I
was,
mean,
what was the villain's motivation other than
money? It was money. It was simply money. That's the whole thing. Hurricane Heist, Sam. Hurricane Heist.
Like, it wasn't even like a Hans Gruber where it's like they like pretend it's something else and then he's like, no, I'm just here for the money.
No, it was just the money.
Just money.
Hey. Yeah, he was. He didn't get paid enough by the government, and then yada yada yada, and this is what happens. What the weirdest part? The weirdest part. Okay. The weirdest part. They're in a mall.
Of course.
And there's a utility. There's like a outdoors store there. And
like a sporting goods.
I forget what he called it. It's been a couple weeks since I seen it. I forget what he called it. He's like, we could do a reverse pressure. And I'm like, oh God, this doesn't sound good at all. So they're in the mall and the hurricane's right over them. And it's like all ferocious and stuff. And then they get rope from the hardware store. And then they tie themselves at the edge of the rope. And then there's a bunch of cops. They're bad guys. But there's a bunch of bad guys like holding him hostage and stuff, all pointed with guns and stuff. And he's looking at his watch. And it's like the outdoor pressure is somehow monitored on his watch. Who knows? And then...
You don't have that watch?
I forget what he shot. But in the mall, you know how they have those like glass domes at the ceiling?
Yeah.
For some reason... I forget. I think he blew something up in it, like the hole, like it popped a hole, but it, like all the pressure sucked everybody out the ceiling of the mall.
Except for the ones with the
ropes. Except for the ones that were tied, but for some reason, they were stupid enough to tie so much length of their rope that they were literally 100 feet, 150 feet above the mall. I don't get the physics of that. It's a mall. It's not in...
Was the mall in space?
A completely shut-in barrier. There had to have been some ventilation somewhere to offset the pressure. I just don't get
it. Hermetically sealed.
I just don't get it. And then...
Seals in the freshness.
I just can't. We get... So, what's even better? There's a high-speed rig chase, 16-wheeler chase, on an airport that's never-ending. Trying to avoid the wall of fire and brimstone at the edge of the hurricane.
Oh God,
I can't tell you enough how awful this movie was.
Sounds
I gave it a three. I gave it a three.
Wow, a three. Wow.
Again, I'm adjusting my whole rating system than last year. However, this is on par with the Emoji Movie, if not a little bit better.
Well, you gave Emoji Movie a zero, I believe.
Yeah, I did.
He's
I'm adjusting his
rating.
Everything.
Well, this is the worst movie you've seen all year, so.
Yes.
Because Mute was going to be the worst, but I had to go see Hurricane Heist.
Yeah, no. Hurricane Heist was definitely much better, or much worse than Mute.
Okay.
So
you want to go on to the other one?
The other one. I saw this willingly. Pacific Rim 2, Uprising. Because who doesn't like monsters fighting robots?
Right.
The only problem is we didn't get monsters fighting robots until the very, very end.
Okay, so like all the previews lied to us.
No, you see Jaegers fighting Jaegers.
Right, but most of the commercials were against the kaiju.
There are...
Which
there's okay. Not that many battles. There's
I have
not
to ask, many big battles. How'd that work since they closed it? They closed the portal.
They open it back up. Why? Spoiler.
It's not.
Whether or not it's a spoiler, it doesn't really matter. I'm not gonna spoil this movie. I do need to spoil that they do. it's a human who's a bad person.
Okay.
And
so a bad person reopens the portal.
Reopens the portal and then.
They
some
get
monsters
there?
Come through, and then they merge to form like this monster.
Please tell me the Jaegers do the same thing. It's like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Because
that would have been awesome.
No.
I don't know why they ever just started that way. Because it never works.
Yeah, no, never. They're like, let's go individual. We suck individual. Teamwork! And then they come together. Like, obviously the guy's like 300 feet tall. Why are you going with your 100-foot thing? Just... become like 7 feet, 100 feet tall. Like, just makes sense, guys.
No, they don't merge together like Power Rangers.
That's
they don't
depressing.
Do
that. It's very depressing.
They do have a bunch of different styles of new Jaegers, which is cool. You know, it's just cool. It's
just kind of need a plot to go along with it.
Yeah, you need a plot to go with. I frankly, I would have loved it if they opened the hole again. and then they just rehashed the same thing to close the portal.
Same exact movie.
Or like they went, or get this, at the end of the movie, and they set it up for a third. They're like, well, I hope you're ready because we're going to them now. And I'm like, why couldn't you have done this in the second movie?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I would have been excited if you went to...
Technically, they did go to them in the first movie.
Yeah, well, Gypsy Danger did.
Yeah.
But, no, it's simple.
Gypsy
it's a
Danger?
Simple, yeah, it's the name of the
name
Jaeger.
Of the Jaeger.
Come on. You didn't see this?
Sounds like a Bond girl.
Guess it. Oh, the new Gypsy Danger is called Gypsy Avenger. Oh, I mean, whatever. Throwback. It's okay. I get it. John Boyega in this movie did not bad.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think he's the best, but I don't think he's bad.
How'd Charlie Day and Torchwood guy do?
Charlie Day?
The two scientist guys from the first one.
Oh, miserable. I didn't like him.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like him at all in this. There was a lot of kind of throwaway lines. And then there was a lot of... the script didn't really get delivered well. I think it's just kind of the flow of how it was working. I didn't like it too much. Scott Eastwood was in this. He was the co-star. Didn't like it at all. I don't know if this is his... I haven't seen many other movies or any movies with him in it, so I can't see if it's good or bad for him. But yeah, I didn't like it, personally. But again,
you know,
if you're going to see this movie...
The Torchwood guy is in an episode of It's Always Sunny.
What?
The Torchwood guy is in an episode of It's Always Sunny.
Which episode?
Flowers for Charlie, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Where Charlie becomes smart.
I was actually just thinking of that, because you mentioned Charlie Day being a scientist, and that episode popped in my head.
I just know
because
there's...
Because he's a scientist in that.
There's two episodes that Guillermo del Toro is in It's Always Sunny. Which is awesome. He plays Papio. Was it O'Toole or whatever?
Oh, yeah. He plays one of the McPoyles, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Pappy McPoyle. That's it. That was their last name.
Yeah, but anyway, you don't go to this movie to, you know, see a good film. You go to this movie to see robots fighting giant monsters and other giant robots. So
did it deliver?
Very
on
niche
that?
Film.
It delivered on that. Yeah, it delivered on that. Was it worth the $12? Eh. If it was a matinee, sure, why not? But
what are you giving it?
I gave this a 6.
Okay. So on par with Cloverfield.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I would. Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right.
I'm just looking at the list. That's why.
I didn't even reference that list.
Yeah.
Chris, did you see the one where it's Wolverine and the Rock'em Sock'em robots? Did you ever see that one?
Yeah, I did. Real Steel.
How do you, if you have to rank the three? This, that, and the two Pacific Rim movies. What's your order?
This and then the other. I'd go Pacific Rim 1, Real Steel, and then Pacific Rim 2.
Wow. I boycott Real Steel till somebody finally admits that it's Rock'em Sock'em Robots the movie.
Rock'em Sock'em Wolverine.
Is. But it's touching. Some of this is like touching moments.
I don't care.
In the Real Steel
once they
movie.
Acknowledge they're like, fuck it, it's Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They, it could be like 25 years down the road, they'd be like, fuck it, you know what? Hugh Jackman's getting old. He's like, oh, yeah, that Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie. I'd be like, I'll go see it now. Thank you, Hugh Jackman.
You're like, you're rooting for a dementia-filled Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, to refer to it as Rock'em Sock'em
just
Robots.
Just so you can see a mediocre action movie.
Yes, about fighting robots, Sam. I see nothing
wrong
with
this. I just
want
to make it clear that those are your priorities.
Speaking about priorities, guys, I don't know if you saw this. A lot of TV coming back.
Yes, I did notice.
Is now back. I counted no less than 4 or 5 television shows that I'm interested in now versus like 0 2 weeks ago. Which is it? Hey, that it takes up time on the calendar, man. Let me tell you.
Eating into that Frasier time.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before we go back to Seattle, I'll tell you that much. But, which one do you want to talk? Did everyone watch Terror?
Yes.
All right, so yeah. Let's start little Terror. which was on Monday night, right? On AMC?
I don't know.
It was the first hour was Sunday night after Walking Dead, but yes.
Oh, okay.
The premiere was Monday night.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I think it's on Mondays, right?
Yeah, it's on Mondays. Yeah.
All right. Just wanted to give the, you know, listener a little idea of when and how to catch it. But like everyone else, you just, you know, steal the login from your parents and watch it on the AMC app. Anyway.
or in my case, the Fire Stick.
There you go.
That's how I watched it.
Really, really go hard.
Really support the industry here, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, so Terror, right? Or The Terror?
The Terror.
The Terror. The
Terror.
Which is also the name of the boat.
Dun, dun, which dun, is, dun. I think, a limited series?
Yes.
I've really done my research.
It is a limited series.
It has the feel of one?
No,
question
it is.
One,
it
can
is.
You imagine there being a second or a third season?
God,
no. Because they die in the end?
Maybe. They go missing.
Like
they're never seen. Doesn't mean they're dead.
The boats are never seen again, even though they kind of have been. But we're going to ignore recent history and go to the book, which was written before the recent history that this is based off of.
So this is based off a true story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I have like zero intention of looking up what the true story is until the series
is
done.
Not,
there
don't
is,
spoil
the... No, yeah. There is no true story. The true story is the Terror and I forget what the other boat is.
Erebus.
They went to find the Northwest Passage and disappeared.
Yeah.
And they weren't found until like 5 years ago or something like that. So no one knows what happens to them. So some guy sat down and wrote a book about what might have happened. And that is what this series is based on, is that book.
I'll take it as it comes.
Yeah. It's historical fiction. And I enjoy historical fiction. It's always fun.
Well, Shaw, did you enjoy this show?
This show was so fucking boring. I was so bored out of my mind waiting for something to happen. Like, they set it up. It's like, this is going to be scary. It's going to be like a thriller and everything. And all it is a bunch of British people talking. It's like a British show.
Yeah, I don't know what else you were really expecting about, like...
Well, they set it up like it's a... You know, it's a thriller kind of thing. And, like, even with the second episode, they were like, they come across a terrifying discovery. I'm like, what was the terrifying discovery? Like, can you guys tell me? Like, what was that terrifying discovery?
I think the Eskimos.
Yeah. Inuit, Sam.
They call them Eskimos.
I know.
I'm just mirroring their races.
Oh, okay.
As they search for the Orient.
But
I mean, maybe. When do you have a show about people getting lost that ever is like quick moving and like, you know, on the edge of your seat? No, it's like, okay. I think we're lost. I don't know.
I'll give you one thing. Arctic. Lost got to the polar bear a lot quicker than this show did. It was the first episode. It was a polar bear.
I'm wondering if we're going to see more things happen now.
Oh, I have a feeling the ball is starting to roll.
They keep hinting at like something supernatural.
Yeah, because of the guy who died.
Yeah,
which, the body in the water.
Okay,
and then the guy seeing the
and the just the Inuit. Very beginning when they're talking to the Inuit person.
Yes,
and they're talking to him, and he brings up that like monster thing that was following them, and they're like, "What is he talking about?"
Yeah,
and then the guy seeing the Eskimo standing there when he was dying,
yeah.
And then the weird messed up face.
Yeah. So there's stuff's happening. The problem is like I said, they set this up where like it's going to be a thriller, and I have yet to be on the edge of my seat. Like, oh my god, something about to happen. Like, there's no build up. There's no suspense. It's just like,
you
hey,
didn't get that underwater when the guy was underwater. I got that when the guy was underwater.
At first, I did. When he first got submerged, I'm like, "Oh fuck, something's gonna happen." I like,
but that's the point.
Once he turns and he sees the body, I was like, "Oh, it's just the dead guy who literally just fell overboard."
Yeah, but
and then
you know he's seeing. No, they were like moving for a while.
They
had that whole montage of blowing things up and
moving. Oh, I know, but it.
The body isn't there.
I know, but that. Literally, like, my mindset was like, oh, what? Oh, it's the dead guy. Oh, whatever.
Like, Here's the thing, Sean. Like, I knew that's what they were going to show, just the way they were setting it up. Yeah. I'm like, oh, he's probably going to see the body. But I still found that suspenseful.
Yeah.
But and then when they're the group that goes off, when they make the camp and they hear the noise, I'm like, it's a native. Like, it's going to be somebody. And then they shoot that whatever black thing is. And I was like, he Whoa. Just shot a dude. It was a shadow. I was like, he just shot a dude. And they're like, shot get over shadow? Here. And then he runs up and they're like, oh, look, it's a human being that I shot. Nothing supernatural, nothing scary. Oh, look, a polar bear.
They're not gonna,
like somebody flipped over their boat, so they're on edge. Like, you know, it's although, a bear.
Although that was a weird looking polar bear.
Yeah. That's pretty like, substantial hands, in size.
Like, the paw kind of looked like a hand almost. So,
which
like,
it might be that demon thing that they were talking about. Which that's what I want more of because... Like I said, when they advertised this show, that's what I thought I was getting. Like a monster-ish movie, but with suspense. And it, because it's a limited series, I think it's, what, 10 episodes? Maybe less. I was expecting them to pick it up and not for most of the way through the second episode to really get something going.
See, I knew all along it was going to be Kieran Hines and Jared Harris yelling at each other. That's too fucking cold out for like 10 hours and like some like suspense sprinkled in. This show, I'll say this much. As I just mentioned, there's a bunch of stuff coming back. Might get lost in the weeds. Probably would have been a better idea to have this like a, you know, what we were talking about like a month ago, you know, especially when it's in like the dead of winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have said maybe like January, first week of January release.
Yes, perfect for them.
Yeah, 10 weeks, every other show is in its off season or break.
Yeah.
Including The Walking Dead, which came back like 3 weeks ago.
It's just a weird
time. It's
pretty,
though, like, show's pretty much like standard, like, I don't know, I really don't think it's any far out of my expectations of it being like, yeah, kind of interesting. We'll see if like nothing else happens. Like the next couple, I'm like most of the way through the first two, I guess. Is what was it? It was a 2-episode premiere, something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like 3/4 of the way through that. You know, nothing else. If we get another 2-3 episodes where it's like exactly like this, I'll probably bail.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed it so far.
It's just nothing's happened. I mean, yeah, there was the polar bear thing. That's about it.
That like, guy died? You saw the newfie?
Yeah.
Does the newfie fight a polar bear? What do you think?
Yes. I think the newfie dies, obviously.
The newfie?
Oh, it dies?
I said I think. It hasn't happened yet.
I bet you that's the only thing that lives. Bear,
it's pretty big.
Oh. I bet you in the end, it just runs off.
With a cat, and then that's like a show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the cat.
Ridley Scott.
That's Homer Brat Bound, the prequel.
Jesus. It's only 10 episodes long, so yeah. I don't know. I'll give it 2 more. I'll give it 2 more.
Like, yeah, it's a slow burn, but like, how much stuff can they really put in this?
Well, that's the point. It's a limited series.
It's going to be a slow burn. Like, they're not going to rush through this, because, like, they're just kind of stuck in the Arctic.
But you got to catch the viewer. At least give me something at the end of episode one.
Yeah, but I think...
You didn't really get one.
I think I'm invested in it only because I know that there's an end.
I'm invested because I want to
know... Because that there's a closure.
And hopefully we see whatever's following them. Like, that's honestly what's driving me now. I want to see the creature.
I would hope they show something.
I hope.
But you're never going to know until you watch it. That's why. That's the payoff of the show.
But I'm with John. This might get lost.
Oh, with all the returning.
Hey, Chris, could I, while we're on the topic of we know this is going to end, why is The Walking Dead still fucking on? Like, do we really need 9 seasons of The Walking Dead?
I couldn't tell fear. You if I tried. I'm actually up to date on Walking Dead. This past season has not been fantastic at all.
But Coral's dead.
Coral's dead, yes. And I don't understand why the show still is around, because the whole point of the comic is Coral and Rick.
Yeah, and they've now completely avoided that now.
50% of that. So I don't know. They really need to wrap it up really fast. Maybe I'd give it one more season. because they're going down. The ratings keep going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the highest rated show on TV.
It's like a metaphor for the show.
I think we brought that up.
Attrition.
Yeah, I just don't. And then they had like these flash forward scenes.
Oh yeah,
like
of old man years. Rick.
But then it's like Negan's around and he's still alive. I'm like, no, Negan killed the most beloved character on the show. That's why your ratings cut in half, because Glenn died. You're not going to keep Negan around. It just doesn't make any sense. Because in the comics, he is still alive.
Mm.
But don't follow that. You already killed off Coral.
Yeah,
he's still alive in the comics.
Daryl
and Andrea just recently died, so yeah. It's, you know, it's.
Do you feel like they're just killing off characters to hoping people come back, just to try to pull off the Game of Thrones thing?
Well,
they're introducing
a bunch of new ones actually.
Mm.
There's actually a big actress. I can't remember her name. She was in the last episode.
Huge actress.
That seems like a.
I said big.
I know. I'm just joking.
That seems like a fad in TV shows nowadays. Is like the whole like nobody's safe. Anyone could die.
Yeah, and
it's like, I mean, I don't really care.
You ask for more money, you're dead.
And you know what the problem is, though? Okay. It's the problem is fear of The Walking Dead starts soon. And because I'm not interested in Walking Dead as much, or if at all, anymore, I don't want to watch Fear.
Mm.
And Fear was actually becoming good.
Yeah.
So
I watched, the first 1.5 seasons of Fear, and I enjoyed it a lot more than where The Walking Dead was. But aren't they rebooting Fear the Walking Dead again? Like, aren't they rebooting it, like, altogether or something like that?
They're rebooting
it? Like a new story starting at the outbreak?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why don't they just do that? Why don't they just do, like, a 10-episode arc each year? And just come back with, do the Fargo thing where it's just a new season. Like, it's a new story. That'd be more interesting. Because at least, like, if you get one that sucks, it's like a one and done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. But to answer your question, I don't know why Fear is still there. I don't know why Walking Dead is still there.
I can understand why Fear is
there. It needs to go. Walking Dead needs to fade away.
Mm.
Quickly.
Well, talking about fading away, I got nothing there. Trust, which also premiered Sunday night, which I believe Sam watched. I think that's it, though, right?
I watched it.
Which was really filling the critical need the society had for art about the John Paul Getty kidnapping.
Yeah, not a lot of stuff out there for that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I could see this being made into a movie, though. You know.
Yeah. Who would you cast as the? All right. This bit's shitty.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
all right. It's. Unlike the movie, it's directed by Danny Boyle, who's I can't think of anything he's done. But no, I like Slumdog Millionaire. He's done like real actual movies that people like too. Brendan Fraser's in it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I remember seeing his face.
He's wearing a cowboy hat.
I saw his like name in the credits.
Why didn't you guys just lead with
back.
That? Why didn't you guys like lead with that in the texts? I would have watched it.
He's coming back, Sean. He's coming back.
There's Brendan Fraser in it. There's a fucking lion in it. Like, come on. Sam, I'll throw it to you first. What did you think of this? Because it's first episode of like I don't know what all the other ones are 8, 10, 12 episodes. Mostly this was about John Paul Getty Sr., the Orig. I don't know what his actual name / title or whatever is, but he's played by Donald Sutherland, and his grandson played by, I have no idea who the fuck that guy is, but...
Harris Dickinson.
There you go.
That sounds like a poor name, but a movie, huh?
Or he's he's John Paul Getty III.
Yeah.
Michael Esper is Paul Getty Jr.
There we go. Sam, what did you think of the first episode?
I'm not entirely hooked on this. It's got potential, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, so what are we doing here exactly? Like I know we're trying to kind of setting up the characters and stuff for the later stuff, but at the same time, I'm like, is something gonna happen or
I don't know, Sam. I feel like a lot of stuff happened. I'm kind of in the same boat, though. I'm not like a ride or die guy with trust, at least yet. Mm. We'll see, because I have no idea what the next 8 or whatever episodes are going to be like. But I'll tell you, this first episode is in my wheelhouse because I like establishing worlds and like really like weird ass characters. And my boy JP Getty, weird fucking dude.
I don't know where you get that vibe from. What, from his harem or his fact that he just buys a lion?
or like it just has some swans around. Like buys so many swans that just casually running them over in your rolls is just like a, just like going for a walk to get the paper. It's not a big deal.
Or like even that scene where he's explaining his business was kind of crazy.
Okay, can we talk about that scene? Because I've seen that scene a million times in movies, but you know what I liked? That like weird like cutaway they did. You know what I'm talking about? Like of the like character, like the shots of the characters, like I don't know what they, why they thought to do that, but it was great. It's like, have essentially Donald Sutherland talking to his grandson about like how, you know, the Gettys accumulated their wealth and all that, and like what they do and their whole like setup and all that stuff. And interspersed with that, you've got the usual like, oh, well, we buy oil fields, and you see the, you know, 1950s like stock footage of like oil derricks, and you see a bunch of boats and refineries and shit like that. But they also have like interspersed these like random like cutaways of like the characters like in a totally different scene, but just like the way it's shot with like a certain kind of lens and lighting, that it's just like they like have the character like looking right into the camera, but like the camera like moves like horizontally across. It's just, I don't know, it's a really interesting effect that I don't know, I kind of made it different enough where I liked it.
The show has a lot of like interesting shots. They like to cut away a lot of times.
Yeah, it's got nice flourishes. Like you can tell Danny Boyle is a, you know, accomplished like film director. Like it definitely felt more like a movie than the TV, even though nothing really happened in the first episode.
Yeah. We're just skipping over the fact that he got an injection into his dick to get hard.
You know, there was that. There was, he had the guy just reading the story while he just sat there jerking off behind him. Like,
yeah, that was weird. Which is like,
there's a lot of weird things. It's a lot like Altered Carbon, but like weird shit a rich guy would do if he just didn't give a fuck 40 years ago.
Mm.
Like, it's like, well, let me just see where this is going.
This feels kind of like FX being like, how much of HBO can we be HBO on cable?
Oh, well, FX is like totally fine walking to the line. Like they're, at least with like dropping F-bombs, like you can't do it all the time, but like they're at pretty much at the point where like, yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, I noticed because they were dropping F-bombs in American Horror Story.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? Like, when did that happen?
Yeah, because you're not after 10. After 10 p.m.
Well,
sorry.
Technically, if you're a cable network, I don't think you actually have any restrictions. You don't have FEC.
FCC.
FCC, yeah. They all sound the same. Anyway, yeah, you don't have to worry about all that bullshit because you're like, you're paid. Like, there's essentially nothing, no difference between like the Food Network and HBO. I'll put it that way. You could have the same things on both and it wouldn't matter.
See, now I'm just getting a lot of interesting ideas in my head.
Now you're just thinking of the Guy Fieri, like 10 o'clock on a Friday Cinemax shows.
Yeah.
Called Flavortown.
Oh, jeez. Gee, fuck. Total different kind of triple D, man, let me tell you. Speaking of which, thinking about premium cable, another goddamn show, guys. Barry, which came on Sunday night, right after Silicon Valley, for those of you who happen to maybe still watch that. This is a half-hour comedy with Bill Hader. It's about Bill Hader's the star. He's a hitman who decides to relocate to Los Angeles and become an actor. Not exactly like with intention of doing that, but well, I'll give away a little bit of the first episode. You can't really spoil the first episode of a fucking comedy pilot, but so he's like tracking this guy who's fucked the wrong person and now the Russian mafia is after him or whatever. And he goes, the guy he's tracking is the guy's got the hit on him is going to an acting class and he shows up. And Bill Hader goes to the acting class or whatever, can't see him. The guy, like, comes up behind him, and he's like, oh, hey, man, can you help me do my scene with me? It's like, oh, you just have, like, two lines. Like, just read this. And so they go on stage. Henry Winkler is, like, the acting coach.
Of course he is.
And he's great in this. Like, he's...
When
like,
is he they, not? They
treat- Henry Winkler keeps showing up in things that I just had no idea.
Yeah.
That he was in.
Anyway, and they do the... Have you guys ever seen True Romance?
No.
Oh, man. They do this scene from True Romance, which in the actual movie, it's... oh, shit. I can't think of his name. Who's the guy who just... Winston Churchill, the guy who's just nominated and won the Oscar? Yeah, Gary Oldman. Couldn't think of his last name. Gary Oldman plays this guy who's like... It's a portrayal that... I don't know if he's actually supposed to be black or not, but if he is, it's like... pretty like subtle. No, it's like kind of like overtly racist, but like I think he's white and just supposed to be. I don't know. It's a ridiculous fucking scene. He has these like ridiculous like anyway, it's a dumb scene, but they choose to reenact it in this acting class, and it's very good. It's a little bit of a dark comedy for sure, but it's solid. I don't know if it's one we're going to talk about on the show, but I would definitely recommend it. It's a half hour too, so
all right.
If you don't like it, it's a half hour.
HBO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
HBO, Sunday nights. Like everything else in the world.
Okay. So, want to move on to another show on Netflix that we started watching, Frankenstein Chronicles.
Okay.
So, we'll review season one. And I guess, first and foremost, are you going to watch season two?
Yeah, eventually.
Okay. So, we'll review season two right. Whenever you do.
I have to throw it to the two that haven't watched it. Hey, guys. Yay or nay, Sean Bean dies.
Yay.
John?
At the end of the first season?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nay.
Sam is correct. He dies.
Yeah, right.
But all the Frank Cron heads have known that for a while now, so.
Yeah, so you, I think a couple episodes ago, you were actually saying, Sean Bean hasn't died.
Yeah, Sam was the one who was like, that. Yeah, Sam was like, wait, what?
Does he become Frankenstein? Because that doesn't fucking count.
No, he doesn't. Well,
technically, nobody becomes Frankenstein.
Right.
Frankenstein is the doctor.
Okay.
he gets reanimated, though.
Yes.
Yes.
He does. Oh, well, come on.
No, he officially dies, though.
Yeah, it's freaking ridiculous.
I guess.
He gets hung, so he dies.
Well,
I guess we wouldn't say if he came back as a zombie in Game of Thrones that he would be coming back, so I guess I'll give it to you.
Yeah, he came back, which is. Sucks.
No, I'm okay with it.
Just wait.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how I said season two, first couple episodes were just like you have to get through it to
yeah.
get to the good stuff? It's
back
just
to the bad
him
stuff.
Like contemplating life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A lot of beach. There's a lot of beach scenes. But anyway.
Like him running on
do
it,
we see him naked us? Again? Because I don't know if I'm comfortable with that again.
I don't think so.
It's like seeing your dad naked.
Like I've seen you die so many times, Sean Bean. Yeah. I don't want to see you naked now. This is just uncomfortable.
Frankenstein Chronicles. Season one was not bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad at all.
So
it didn't fall within the Netflix trap of like too long for its own good.
Yeah, which was perfect. It was six episodes.
Yep. And every, like I said on the 100th episode with Shannon, every 8 minutes, something will happen.
Yeah.
And it will just push the story forward more and more and more. And... it was creepy, a little creepy at times. Not scary, but
it was a thriller, as if you would. It kept you on the edge of your seat.
Sometimes
you felt like something was going to happen, even though most of the time nothing happened.
Yeah, Nightingale was awesome.
Yep,
the deputy cop.
Yeah,
he was great.
His partner or whatever.
He was back in the second season. He was really good. He plays a big role. I'm not going to lie, I didn't expect who Frankenstein, quote unquote, Frankenstein
the
really
doctor
was. The hospital doctor, yeah.
I didn't think
it would be him, actually.
And that, like, they didn't dump the body, it crawled there.
Yeah, that was a little
like,
weird.
That's kind of, like, fucked up.
Yeah.
Like,
I kind of wish they showed, like, a flashback of it actually happening.
Yeah. That'd be freaky, though.
Yeah, I know, but I kind of wanted to see it, like, you know, all right, crawling. This just adds to the story a little bit more.
And then they find the girl. She's fine.
Yep, they find the girl.
Fucking Charles Darwin doesn't find her, though.
She's fine.
Son of a bitch.
She's in. Yeah, and he didn't save Sean Bean's life.
Huh? You mean Charles Dickens?
Charles, I mean Dickens, Charles not Dickinson. Darwin.
Oh, like, wait, Dickens and Darwin are in this?
They're all in it, Sam. No,
same person.
Split personality.
Yeah, he didn't find the girl to save Sean Bean's life.
Yeah, like, I was really, like... I was
hoping Sean Bean would live. I'd be like, he made it through a show and a movie and yada, yada.
Once he walks up and he's like, no. I'm like, fuck. Now he's going to get brought back to life.
Yeah.
I'll see where this is going.
Yeah, he got brought back to life. And did he escape the tower? So he stabbed the guy in the eye.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And ran for his life. If you call it a life.
Second life.
Half life.
Yeah, so it wasn't bad. Season 2 is not bad either. Mm. It's kind of on par with the other one. You'll watch it at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I think after season 2, I think I'm done.
Like, well, it ends on a good note.
I don't think... So I was actually just checking whether or not they reviewed it for season 3. We're never going to know until we'll get a trailer from Netflix about it. So,
yeah,
you know, that's how they operate. Final thoughts?
Not really. Right. I don't really have any.
So moving on to the last show that we have for tonight. It's going to be the first half of Jessica Jones.
Okay. Up until the reveal of who the killer is. That's where I'm, like, giving halfway.
The reveal of who the killer. So she's in the house.
Yeah, so it'll end there.
Okay, we'll end there. Okay. Yeah. On par with the other Jessica Jones, slow burn.
Slow burn. I liked the first season a lot more. I thought... I feel like David Tennant, like, huge for me, but no, it's so true. David Tennant was a much better villain.
I haven't figured out who the villain actually is yet, though. We don't truly know. I've done 8 episodes.
Okay.
I don't truly know who the villain is.
Okay.
There's somebody going around murdering people.
Yes.
And then the reveal isn't really a villain. It's a... Let's just say it's another powered being.
Yeah. Which falls into that trap of that superhero movies are infamous for is, okay, we have this person with this kind of abilities. Who's going to be their nemesis? A bad person with the same exact abilities.
Yeah.
And it's like, and like Marvel does that a lot.
Yeah.
And it's kind of annoying.
I was hoping if this being turns out to be the main villain, I'm not going to be happy. But I can see why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this whole season is all about backstory for Jessica Jones. This whole season is about
backstory. So was the first one, but this is like...
Even more.
Farther backstory. Yeah.
But even then, you get other people's backstory as well.
Right.
So you get Hellcat's backstory.
Yeah.
A lot more. And then she... And then you get to start to see how she... I'm assuming becomes Hellcat in a way.
Yeah.
And it's a different origin story than what I know of her.
Mm-hmm.
And but she's interesting in this season
and
as well.
And then everything with Hogarth going on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hogarth will at some point be involved with all that. With the company that is manufacturing the rehabilitation drugs. That's not a spoiler. That's throughout the whole season.
Yeah.
So there's this company that is essentially doing trial experiments on humans and thus giving them abilities.
Yeah.
And also having negative effects. And Hogarth is sick. And she needs... She's dying.
She has Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah. And she needs... She's looking into this.
Yeah.
Getting the drugs and research in order to save her life. So... I mean, it's another slow burn.
I can see, because I think I have like 2 episodes left. I can see where the reviewers are like,
it's taking too long. Like, they should have cut it down like a couple episodes. I completely agree. First season was phenomenal. This is good. I'm enjoying it, but it's nowhere close to the first season. First season was just great. Mainly, it falls back on who the villain was, because it's not a person with super strong powers. And that's what made him so difficult. Like, he actually was a challenge for Jessica.
Kilgrave, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas in this one, the killer is same abilities, just stronger. Like, okay, obviously, like, that's like every superhero movie.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Of, and not necessarily Jessica Jones or the other Marvel shows, are there any quote-unquote superhero shows on right now where it's not, like, a bad guy for a season or, you know, sort of like a season-long arc, but, like, do they have, like, a bad guy of the week on any of these?
Yes and no.
You see that more in, like, Arrow and
not Arrow Flash. At all.
CW shows.
Well, early on you did.
You see it more or less now in DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
In Flash.
In Flash. Not sure about Supergirl. Don't watch it.
yes and yes.
Yeah.
Yes and no. Right now they're at the point where it's like starting up with the second half of the season, yeah, or well into the second half of the season, so they're focusing more on the main villain.
Yeah.
But they used to have villain of the week.
Yeah, that was really fun. Good with Flash. Which was fun. I really enjoyed when it was like meta human of the week for Flash.
That was really fun. And now they're starting to focus on the bigger villain, which thank God is not a speedster. So
really? Because it's been, like, so many other times.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I'm okay with Reverse Flash, but, like, come on.
Well, they had Savitar, Reverse Flash.
Reverse Flash, at least, is, like, a very important villain in the comics.
Well, yeah.
There isn't a single, superhero that doesn't have, like, at least one villain that's, like, the inverse of him.
Professor X. Although
Magneto, well,
no, he's not really the reverse.
Dark Phoenix, maybe.
I guess maybe.
I mean, hell, Batman.
Yeah, they don't really
clash
too much in the books, though.
X-Men's not the best.
X-Men does not fit your
criteria. But think about the shows.
Yeah.
Shows
and movies. It's kind of like
Legion of Doom and DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah,
you have Arrow and Prometheus.
Arrow and
Flash, Reverse Flash.
Well, no, Arrow also had Merlin, who was an archer.
Yeah.
And then he also dealt with the League of Assassins, which were all archers.
Pointy stick man.
Yep, Supergirl is dealing with rain now.
Javelin.
Can I quickly go on to Krypton?
Constantine's coming back, by the way, for DC.
Tomorrow. Yes.
What's your C's on Krypton?
You got a couple minutes on Krypton.
So, you know how... do you guys really like how, like, Marvel has the DC... Marvel Cinematic Universe and the, you know, Marvel TV shows? You know how they're, like, the same universe? You guys like that, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Damn it.
Sure.
Well, then there's Krypton, which... was supposed to be, but then sci-fi decided not to, which I don't know why. But it's basically 200 years before Man of Steel, but it's not in the Man of Steel universe. But it's 200 years before Man of Steel. I don't know why they're like referencing, but
does that matter though at that point? Like, if it's,
cause,
I mean, like,
so what's happening is, Adam Strange, who is a superhero in the DC comics, from Earth, is traveling through time and space and communicating with Superman's grandfather, who is an unranked Kryptonian, who is having relations with General Zod's mother at this point.
Oh my god, this is like...
Mother? Because
what's her name? Is it like Linda Zod?
Something like that.
What are they saying?
Denise Zod.
So what is happening is Adam Strange is going back in time and basically saying somebody has traveled through time and space
to destroy Superman, make sure Superman is never born.
This is exactly like Frequency.
Sure. So,
or was that Looper?
No,
which
it's Frequency.
I was totally like okay with like with just like putting this on the back burner and completely ignoring it until they were like, that thing that's coming back to destroy Superman is Brainiac, and I was like, oh man, now I want to watch it, because it's like finally we get Brainiac as a villain and something, and he looks awesome.
In Smallville.
I know, but this is was a Golden Age Brainiac where he's an android. So like this is classic Brainiac, so I'm like, oh, I kind of want to keep watching now.
Was he might have been an android in Smallville.
I never watched Smallville.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It gets better as it goes on.
I never enjoyed Superman in any way, shape, or form.
See, this takes the interesting approach, Smallville, of just being like, so he's not Superman yet.
Right.
Like, he's not perfect yet.
Yeah. But, like, I don't like Superman, but, like, I noticed this was on, and I was like, it's in our wheelhouse. Somebody's got to talk about it. So I'll give it a couple episodes, but so far not good. it's like a bunch of talking and a lot of fighting. And
is it better than The Expanse?
I never saw The Expanse.
I thought you watched the first season.
No, was it
Dark Matter?
Dark Matter. I watched. Dark Matter's much better than this.
Has sci-fi ever had like a really good show?
Sliders.
No. Didn't they have Battlestar Galactica?
Many of them. Yeah. They also Farscape.
Didn't they have
Jim Henson's
was
Farscape?
Firefly?
No.
No. Okay.
So like nothing in the past 20 years.
Oh yeah. Well,
MST. That's it.
They're not gonna hit. They're gonna hit. So The Expanse got a lot of viewers in the beginning. And then. But the thing is, they don't fully own The Expanse rights.
It's another one of those.
Same thing with
Canadian,
Dark Matter.
Yeah, it's a Canadian.
Same thing with Dark Matter. And then
I think even Krypton, I think, is also a Canadian.
Yeah, Helix was a big one. The first season.
First
season
was amazing. And then, like, I heard the second season was awful. And I was like, yeah, I'm done. Still sitting there on Netflix waiting for me to watch season two.
Season one is great, though. Yeah. I really like season one of Helix.
Because, like, in the environment of pop culture right now, they should be, like, hitting nothing but home runs.
Yeah.
And, like,
I also don't think they put a lot of money into it.
I feel like they put more money into their movies than they do into their shows.
Yeah. I mean, they make a shit ton of money off Sharknados.
Yeah.
So they're throwing money into that.
Yeah.
But they're not.
No way.
Trailer
no
park
way
sharks.
They make money on Sharknado.
Yeah, they sell it all to like Netflix and stuff.
Oh yeah, no, they do make
money. Yeah, there's merchandising for Sharknado and stuff like that.
Dude, it's all over. It's all over the place.
It's crazy.
But they don't. But the thing is, their budgets for. So I don't know how much CW shows are per episode. I want to say it's got to be like $1 million per.
I don't know.
Maybe a little bit more. More like let's say 2 million per that they're throwing down per episode. And there's no way sci-fi will spend that amount of money on The Expanse episode or Dark Matter.
I've seen Dark Matter. Dark Matter looks like shit.
I really like
Dark
Matter.
No, Dark Matter was good.
No, it looks like shit. I've seen episodes. I'm just telling you.
No, I know, but I'm not saying they're throwing money down. I'm not saying they're throwing a lot of money down. I'm just saying have the money to throw down on those shows. Not to mention they're all Canadian.
Yeah.
So why put money into
Lost Girl? Lost Girl was a huge show. That lasted like
the first few seasons, yeah. I want to say 4 or 5.
It lasted a while, but I mean that
Canadian.
Yeah. That's why they ended up losing the rights.
Yeah, well, I think
same with Dark Matter. Once you know the Canadian company goes, yeah, we're done. It's like, well, that sucks. We're getting good views, but they're not up there.
They need original content. Maybe we should come up with a TV show for sci-fi and sell it to them.
We'll think of something.
Okay,
there we go.
So this doctor guy
comes
up with
this.
Well, hang on, I'm pitching. So oh, okay. This doctor guy comes up with his device that can form portals to other dimensions. Except they get stuck, and each week they visit another dimension.
I like it. What are we gonna? Who are we gonna cast? First of all, you know who's really good? That guy who plays the dwarf in Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah, he is pretty good. Yeah, he should be the doctor guy.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. Have you ever seen Stand By Me?
No, but oh, I heard good things.
Fat kid in that? Jerry O'Connell, I think is his name. He got very skinny, very attractive, too, as a man. Oh. I think we should definitely cast him as the lead.
All right.
Jesus. All right.
We'll call it Slippers. Because they're slipping through time.
Yes, I like it. We'll get on that.
It's an original idea, Chris.
All right, John.
You'll get this gold anywhere else.
You wanted to say something, John?
I got nothing, dude.
Before you, after that. After that. All right. So let's wrap this up.
Also back is Billions, which is fucking amazing, but no one else watches. So.
I can't. I don't have the channel, so.
It's on Hulu. Sorry.
I did watch. I just didn't have enough Hulu. Time to watch it for free.
It's on Hulu.
No, the new ones aren't.
I think it is.
No, just the first episode. Oh. The season premiere. Yeah. So. But anyway, so if you like this episode and all our episodes, you can find more on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher for free. Leave us a message, facebook.com/KnightsOfTheNerd2. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want us to watch and whether or not you have viewpoints. That would be fantastic. So next week we'll be reviewing Ready Player One. We're going to see that on Friday. And Sean will post Star Wars trivia.
Yep.
So that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.
Good night.